Rosie and Miss Gwen Vaughan on her first experience at the seance.
Not too good.
Why?
Feeling Well, I don't know when you are going to get settled, mate.
Well, I don't know. It's not as second to people, mate, but maybe my third, mate.
Oh, second people?
Yeah.
I'm still a bit violent.
Look the other way. It's like it's first, you see.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't. I'd better get settled one day. Get a regular job sometime. Get on the buses, I think. Get a week off and see how I've done that. Yeah, the way you get a week off.
Get a week off?
Yeah.
that power, they can always then remember the word.
Yeah. I know you do. I've not heard about that, is it? P-I-L-S-E-S-I-P.
Oh, you just caught on to it,
didn't you? Yeah, that's very nice.
Hello there.
What is so come and speak to you?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone is here tonight, huh?
Yeah.
And our new friend, too?
Yeah.
I'm happy to meet you. Well, well, thank you. I am not pleased that you were able to come tonight, you know.
Sorry?
I am very pleased, you know, that you were able to come tonight. Because it will please the second person very much indeed. Your mother is very close to you tonight.
Yes,
I feel the same very often. You know, your mother, she has several people with her tonight. There's someone she brings with her whose name is Jacques. Jean.
Yeah.
Oui. And there is also a lady who comes too, whose name is Jenny. There are several people here of your family who are not interested in you and want you to know they are very close to you and they love you very much and they want to help you and they will do all in their power to help you. You must never feel lonely. I know it is for you stress to be on your own, but you are not alone. Your mother and various people are very close to you, my child, and they will help you all the time. Your mother said to me to tell you she wants to thank you very much indeed for the flower. You know, you have a very important anniversary very soon now.
Yeah.
You will remember the date, huh?
Yeah.
Not this month. No, no, no. It is in June.
Yeah.
Oui.
Yeah. gave to them. Mm. But certainly it seems much clearer, and I should say that you soon begin to feel the benefit of the treatment.
Yes.
Anyway, we've got to do this.
Yes.
There's another thing we'd like to thank you for, Doctor, and that is why they think Roland heard your tape. We've given him a talking to, and I think he's on the list.
Well,
let's hope so. He seems to be making some effort.
That's a great possibility.
Yes, sir.
He's a very good boy, Sir. Oh, by the way, will you tell him, I'd rather hope he might have been here, but will you tell him I thank him very much indeed for the plant?
Yes, I will.
That I shall keep it alive as long as I possibly can. On your side, but I have a replica of it here, and I treasure it very much.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Yes, he went out by that station.
But I don't want to take up too much time. In fact, we're not going to encourage a lot of newcomers tonight.
No,
there are plenty here, believe me, who can't come through. But we have a special reason for gathering together, and I don't feel justified in taking up valuable time. So I'll just say, God bless you all.
Remembering a certain date,
conscious of your thought and your love, and of course we are conscious of the anniversary and consequence. But you stay with us. Every day is a birthday. Because we are so close to you, we're conscious of all your problems and all your needs, and we are conscious that you need help and guidance, and we endeavor as fast as enough how to give it. And when we come back to Earth, in a sense, every day is a new day of experience, not only for you and for us. And we go on experiencing in our own life, in our own world, and never cease to wonder at the beauties that spread out before us. And life is a continuous joy. No one needs fear parting from your world of this, because it's like opening a door onto a magnificent garden with a wonderful view. And you can never tire of it, because it's always being replenished with new flowers and new beauties and new colours and new harmonies. In fact, the life and spirit is ever changing and ever beautiful. And nothing is ever wearisome, and one is never tired. One is always overjoyed, never happy, because one is with beauty continuously throughout all time. And there is no tiredness of any description, either mental or spiritual. For all is love, and where love is, there must reign supreme peace and happiness and harmony.
Yes, that's a wonderful
thing. So no one needs regret those that have passed over. I know it's natural that you should mourn your own loneliness or the sorrow that you feel in your heart. But for those who have gone before you, rejoice, because they are in the world of great beauty and harmony and happiness. And they are ever conscious of you too. And the linking up between our world and yours is such that, well, there is no separation. To those who love, there can be no separation, because it is something of the spirit, and nothing can kill that. Anyway, don't get me pressed, because I don't even want to go.
It's a wonderful picture.
Thank
you, Bella.
What did you say?
Even if they're passing court, yeah.
You're going to get this then?
Yes, I have my computer. Oh, you have to have it before you run around with it. I think it's psychic.
I'm never had a thought of being sick.
Good evening.
Well done. Great. Now
very interesting.
Yeah. But it is a nice way of welcoming her, isn't it? Very friendly to have come. I will admit, we wouldn't have been against it.
But I wouldn't have missed coming to speak in for anything in the world.
Wouldn't you?
Of course not.
Oh, thank you.
I have looked forward to today just as much as you have looked forward to it.
Well, that's
right. I am very conscious of all the affection and all the love that you speak of me. Last time when I come and spoke to you, I tried to use up indications of things which to me are now more important, which I hope will become as important to you.
Well, I try.
But I realize that you are living in a material world, and it is natural that you should still be obsessed with those things. I would not have it otherwise. If it gives you happiness, if it gives you pleasure, then I am content. But what is most important to me is that you should endeavor to do as far as it is in your power. All that you possibly can do to bring enlightenment. Realize the power of love. You realize
Well, we're really ready to begin now.
Well, it's always best to begin at the beginning.
Oh, dear.
Let me ask, I'll start off on is there a specific job around the business? Now, I'm a partisan job for your company. I think the two should be a figure of the energy, in love and in harmony and poverty, what we are doing. The realization is love, I think, and responsibility and love. The two should develop to the best of your ability. Those qualities, those things, that are all the beginning, which we will help you to do. And when you have developed those powers, which we know can be developed, gradually you will invite your friends, you will invite those who are as I have, and it is true, there are mysteries which are difficult always to appreciate or understand. And I realize fully now things which I do not understand either or better. But I had something that I had to do. I did not always realize it. I did not always have desired, but it was not my desire to become what I became. Circumstances, if you so wish to call it such, placed me in this position. But I realize now that I could have done nothing else but that.
Yeah.
For it was to bring, in a kind of way, comfort and pity and joy and a kind of happiness to many souls who were quiet and lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And in consequence, they have needed up a little. And together, we have been enabled to bring knowledge and experience, which was something far removed from that which the fear of us done. For that which is seen was not so. I have discovered that I had a work to do, and it was to bring, in my own fashion, comfort and happiness to many who I could never know in person. But now I do know, in spiritual sense, that my work was a good one. And those who reached out to me, I have reached out to in return. And I can help them, and I can live in my own way.
Absolutely. Can you tell
anything about it in your hometown? Can you tell me anything about it? In Canada, as in many places on the continent of Italy, especially in Spain,
yes.
And other places, the mind going there is itself.
Yes.
Although they are by nature religious
yes.
people, and their religion is such that they move oftentimes in fear, yet nevertheless it is difficult to reach them
beyond
the basis because they become to these things. But the time may yet come when people will see the truth will eventually become widespread in the world. For man has become more and more impatient, more and more intolerant of religious bias, of religious dogma and creeds which separate man from man. The time is gradually approaching, I feel sure, when the world will seek enlightenment and truth, when it will realize that there is a universal truth.